Blog Talk Radio.
Mathematics is Islam,
and Islam is progressing. Now, I would like to play a tape from the understanding of the 10th planet from mankind. We must get behind Master Farad Muhammad. Thank you for listening to the truth. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, this world, I never arrived in 2003. It pushes, it's basically the way it's swinging past the sun. It's not straight up and down like our other planets, Mercury and Earth, the sun, you know, with the North Pole up, South Pole down. It's kind of sideways and pointing its North Pole outbound toward the Earth. Well, when it does that, guess what part of the Earth gets a good shove? Our magnetic and geographic poles do not line up. The magnetic is offset a little bit. You know, South Pole was over there by Tasmania, and the North Pole was up there in the Arctic somewhere, but now it's more like over Siberia. And when it comes around to where the crust side of the North Pole is apparent and vulnerable, it gets a shove from the North Pole of Nibiru. Magnets, North Poles of magnets, do not like to touch, as anybody knows. You can't even get them. I don't care how strong you are. You try to get them to snap together, they do not. So we get a shove. And then there is a reverberating. It goes kind of around like a figure eight. If you were way up in space and looked down, you would see a figure eight being formed by the North Pole. It swings over to the, you know, this way and then that way, and then it bounces back, and then, whoops, time for another shove. This happens daily. It's called a polar push when Nibiru is noon over the Pacific, etc. This is visible. You can see this. I recently got some email from people saying, guess what? I can see Nibiru in a webcam up in Alaska. And I went up there, and it was very puzzling because it's Selawik, which is like near Fairbanks, very clear skies. This is an airplane weather cam showing in all directions, but it was the cam looking north. I said, what? And it was at midnight. Then I realized what was going on. You are not supposed to be able to see the sun at midnight up there. It's supposed to be below the horizon, but because of the tilt of the earth, during the wobble, there was the sun rising at midnight and setting again. Then, of course, come morning, it rises again in the east. But this is an example of the wobble. Another example is the Hypeiris. This is a French site that that shows coordinates. It's an Earth Orientation Center website, and it shows where the North Pole is pointing out in space. Normally, because we're not exactly aligned, magnetic and geographic, there's a little bit of an offset, kind of a circle. That circle has been getting wider and wider and wider since 2013 till the present. So this is documented proof that we are leaning, you know, to one side or the other. Another one is the jet stream. I have some examples on my talking points page, you know, where normally over the North American continent, it swoops down like a V, comes in at Seattle, goes down toward Houston, goes up toward New England and out. And living in Wisconsin, I used to joke that we get polar weather here because, in fact, that's the way the jet stream was pushing the air. And then it went loop-de-loop. You know, starting in 2005, etc., it was, vertical in the middle of the continent. It's all over the place. And recently, in 2016, there was a panic a couple months ago, and the news was saying, oh, the jet stream has crossed the equator. We're in trouble. Horrible things are going to happen. They called it a global emergency because, you know, this mapping from the satellites of where the jet stream swirls are was showing it went from the northern hemisphere down below to the southern and back. And they said, oh, what does this mean? It means the wobble is getting worse.
If it gets any worse, then what happens?
You can have, when when we go into the last weeks, which the Zetas has said run for 7.3 weeks, and thus the pole shift would never take mankind by surprise. But you can get a lot of flopping around. You know, we currently, you can measure where it is by seeing where the sunrise is and the sunset is, you know, what the time of dawn and sunset is. You can do this, you know, if yourself, and people are doing this, and they say, boy, the sun never rose there before. That type is way too far north or way too far south, that kind of thing. But if you get into a severe wobble, a lot of sloshing in the ocean happens. A severe wobble would be flopping to the left and right and left and right, flopping back away, you know, where the North Pole points away, like almost into 3 days of darkness, but very temporary, and the like. The water doesn't go with the land, and you can get wobble sloshing. Now, during the pole shift, the Zetas have predicted, which is going to be a 90-degree pole crustal shift. In other words, the North Pole will flop over to be where the equator is, and so will the current South Pole. And, you know, that far, they predicted 500-foot tides, 600 where there was tidal bore because of high land and the like. But for severe wobbles, they have said 200 and 300 feet. Now, that's enough.
Jeez, that's enough to move right by the east and west coasts.
A lot of places. You go around the world to the cities that would be affected. It's not just, you know, Miami, New York City, L.A., it's Hong Kong, Sydney, Australia, London, Paris, you know, Buenos Aires. You go everywhere would be affected. So this may happen. We're overdue for this kind of stuff. The administrative force in the universe wanted mankind to be aware of what's coming. They will not stop the pole shift. People say, well, why won't they just stop it? Well, they don't stop starvation, you know, lightning, tornadoes, pedophilia. They don't stop this stuff now. It's part of, this is our schoolhouse. We're supposed to rise to the occasion and help others. And if you don't have challenges, you don't have spiritual growth. If everybody's beautiful and they are disease-free, they have straight teeth, no genetic illness, you know, diseases, and they're rescued all the time, what do you think you're going to have? A bunch of pampered, you know, you don't have spiritual growth.
Right.
You have to have tribulation so people have opportunity to be heroes, to rise to the occasion or run away. You know, so therefore, they're not going to stop the pole shift. But they have put the brakes on to give Obama a chance to inform the world, because everybody in the world is waiting and saying, well, you know, if we come out and say Nibiru exists, the U.S. is going to say, oh, no, no, no. So you have to have Obama say it's Reagan's executive order, blah, blah. And he didn't get his backbone up last September of 2015. And therefore, now we're into the multi-pronged approach with the dark energy survey and all that. You know, and so we are going to learn about it possibly by the end of this year, I would guess. So in the meantime, the brakes were put on to slow down the plate movement, which were described as the 7 of 10 plate movements, sinking of the Sunda plate, tipping left into the Pacific of the South American plate, which has been gradually going on, tipping right of the African plate, which has been gradually going on, and the New Madrid adjustment, which we're really ready for and could happen anytime. So the brakes have been lifted a little bit, you know, and we may have a severe wobble, depending on what the Council of Worlds decides, and I got to tell you, I'm not in the loop on that.
Nancy, you've talked about EMPs, of course. We talk a lot about it on this program, electromagnetic pulse,
yeah.
You know, from an atomic weapon detonated in the atmosphere or the sun. Is there a concern with Nibiru and the EMPs?
Big time, big time. We've been having EMP bringing down big planes. Air France 447 in 2009 was probably the first of note. MH370 was another. It became, you know, everybody, all the electronics gets walloped. It's a pulse, and it either is a surge or a brownout. Either one destroys electronics. And then it became a ghost ship with everybody lacking oxygen and flew by automatic pilot out into the Indian Ocean. We've had others. German Wings flew into the Alps because of that. That time, CERN was also having some problems with their electronics, you know, and they just get, and there was another one that went down in Egypt, it was an MS-84 or something. Anyway, that plane was flying right along the plate border of Africa, African plate, and went down, and you never hear the results, unless they want to demonize the pilot. Oh, he was suicidal. You know, or something like that. Well, a lot of electric trains on the East Coast, the most recent, Hoboken. Now, just look at it. When I saw the map of where Hoboken was, you know, it's a terminal where these electric trains come in. They all line up like, I don't know, 10 of them side by side, you know, and all the wires, you know, because these are electric trains, and they come in, and they have to have, it's not just one set of wires down the track, sitting right on the water of the river. You know, there it is, practically stuck out into the water. Well, you know what they say about electricity and water, and electricity, lightning loves water. They tell you, don't be in a boat out in the pond when it's a lightning storm, because oops, you know. And they say, don't get in a shower, because the water in the pipes is an attractant, and you may find yourself electrocuted while you're showering. Well, electromagnetic pulse, according to those, it's not visible like the crackling of lightning with light, but it has a similar behavior in that it's an arc that has a path, and it wants to ground, and it's not like disseminated over a wide area. It's a very directed, zoop, now I'm down. So it likes the electronics of planes. It likes, you know, and particularly when you take planes over water that may have, you know, rock stress underneath. It's the edge of a plate or that, you know, something's being, it was MH370, the sonda plate was being squeezed and pushed down and losing elevation at that time. Well, when you squeeze rock, it's an attractant for electrical passage because the air in the rock gets squeezed out and all the water in the rock is continuous. So therefore, what the data say is an electronic screech in the rock. And this is what drives pets crazy when they hear the screech and they want to leave home. That means your rock under you is under stress. You could have an earthquake. And it also is what causes a static in the radio. If you listen to your AM/FM radio,
yeah,
and you hear a lot of static, that's the screech coming from the rock, and watch out because you may have an earthquake. Thank you.
minister have seen for speaking today, and the part that I heard was excellent teaching. And I thank you, brother, for that excellent teaching. So would you please give him another one? Today, we have to go into a little higher phase, so I need you to pay close attention. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke so pure that the purity of it escaped him. By not being pure, we didn't see the depths of his teachings, and we never saw the importance of his teachings. We never understood the importance of a master to come out to teach one of our own kind, Master Father. Most religions, when you go into the study of them, there is a master that comes and sits, a guru, or whatever the people would like to call them, a great spiritual teacher. And they come and they give the wisdom of what they have acquired over ages to the ones that come in as initiates.
That's right.
And they work for years and years and years and years just to be able to be taught by the master. Master Prophet Muhammad came, and he taught the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in 3.5 years. He gave him the wisdom and knowledge and understanding to bring the dry bones back together. He gave him the wisdom and understanding of the master grip. The master grip that was able to bring a man back to life. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote a book called How to Eat to Live. Now we think that's a simple book, and we think that because he wrote it in such simple terms, that it is not high science. It is one of the highest science that was ever given to man in the simplest terms. But it is the science of life. Everybody struggles to know how to stay alive, not just stay alive, but how to remain healthy while you live. Because you have to have a certain quality in life in order for you to enjoy it. If you live, or say for example, if you exist, and you ache and you pain and you're always sick physically, it also makes you sick mentally. It does not give you the high energy necessary to really enjoy life. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us the keys of how to enjoy a happy, prosperous life without fear, without pain, without worry, without doubt. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us and taught us how to live that life. And it's locked in the pages of the Hadith to Live. The first thing that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted us to know and understand, and it's people that have written volumes on what he said. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that you have to learn how to fast. He said that you had to learn how to abstain from food, the physical food that we partake of 3 and 4 times a day. Snacks all in between the day. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that we had to learn how to fast. The next level to that is we have to learn why we fast. The reason that we fast is to empty the body out of a heavy, gross food that we take in, so that the body can clear itself and be able to take in what is known as, some people call it spirit, some people call it the soul. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in the Bible, in the Quran, it says that God breathed his spirit into man, and he became a living soul. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that only meant being able to take in air. He says that air is the biggest soul that we have. Air is the only invisible thing that you cannot see with your naked eye. thing that comes in and out of the body that appears to be invisible. And he says that man has made it seem mysterious, that there's something mysterious, that you got to go way up into the mountains, inside of caves, and become a monk or somebody that shuts themselves off from the rest of the world. We see that the Christian world tries to be great. The Christian world, in the chapter 18 called the cave, they went into the cave and tried to say that that would make them be closer to God, that that would make them be more spiritual, and that that would be a way that people would have to do it in order to cleanse themselves. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, you can fast well you are. You can pray well you are. And if you learn to go on the fast the way he told you, you'll see that the spirit, the energy that comes from breathing air is the energy in the atoms of molecules that keep you alive. Man can live, 3 days without water. He can live 3 weeks without food. But he can only live 3 minutes without air. The minute that a person passes out or some type of injury happens and they look to be laid out on the floor, they don't say, go get them some water. People that know it, they don't say, go get any water. They don't say, oh, go get them a plate of food. What do they do? Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, right? They try to get some air back into their body.
That's right.
They try to give them their soul back. They try to give them their spirit back. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching us in this book how to live, how to get your spirit back, how to get your soul back, how to take the pure air that won't be mixed with anything from this world. It will be the atoms and molecules that was first breathed into man when God said, let me put my breath in him, and it was on the air. It wasn't something so mysterious. I'm trying to make this whole thing so practical that you could know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught this truth so plain and so simple that it evaded us. Because we weren't so used to the devil putting things in volumes. We were so used to the devil and all these people that practice different forms of religion, making it so hard for us to understand.
Right.
Making it where we got to go through so many rituals. Where we got to go in front of somebody, we got to let them blow this on our head or put us a bunch of water or take us and ship us across to another man back and forth. It's so much craziness, I have to say, by just reading and studying, that my soul is humble when I read again the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. How simply made it for us. And how we don't partake of it because we think that it gotta be so hard. But because God loved us so much, he summed it all up, the master summed it all up and told you, this is where you go. I'm not gonna start you at the bottom. I'm not gonna start you at the form of confusion. I solved all of the confusion and I brought the light of life to you in the simplest. If you want to know what the soul is, and a lot of people go searching, is air. The biggest soul that you'll ever find is air.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you want to know what that invisible part is in you that makes you you, if you want to know what that invisible part is that God breathes into the man and makes him a living soul, it was air. And ask any of the scholars, was it anything other than air? And they couldn't tell. They'll start telling you some mysteries. But Almighty God Allah wanted to wipe away the mysteries, all the mysteries. The mystery of God, he said, God's a man. He said, he can't be other than a man. He said, what else can you explain that is God other than a man? No scholars could explain it. They keep telling you about something mysterious. And he wants all knowledge to be mysterious so you can never find out what it is that you're supposed to do. If you want to rise up and be a God, you have to stop partaking of this world. The brother spoke on partaking of the world as far as the activities that we do in the world. And that makes us share their thoughts, right? That makes us share what they're thinking, right? That makes us share the actions of their movement, right? But when you think of it on another plane, when you think of it on the plane that the most honorable way Elijah Muhammad was trying to put us on, in the how you should live, you see that it all starts in the invisible world of thoughts. And in order to straighten it out, go back to the invisible world of thoughts. Go back to the invisible world. When I say the invisible world of thoughts, I'm still talking about the air. Why am I still talking about the air? The atoms and the molecules that exist in the air are named and numbered. It all comes to the submission of Almighty God, Allah. So when you go into the pure air and you breathe it in, you begin to take on God's stuff. This is why when God said, I breathe the spirit into the man, and he told him to emulate and the rest of the angels to bow down to the man, he had given that man.
That's right.
But he had given that man.
That's right.
Himself.
That's right.
Yes, man.
That's right.
chain themselves up under water, and they have moved from 8 to 10 minutes. But what the untrained mind does not realize, that there is water, there is air in the water. That his pores, when his pores open up, he can take the gases out of the air and still live off of those gases that's in the water.
Yes, ma'am.
Because water is what? H2O, right?
That's right.
So it's not that those people that put these things on in the Guinness Book of Records, not that they're breaking some records, but we don't live in water.
That's right.
We live out here in the atoms of molecules and gases called air, right? So you have to go by what God has set forth for us. Now, the reason why we have to know these types of sciences is that you don't tax the body and cause the body to die.
Yes, ma'am.
Because if you take, for example, try to go beyond the average of air, you will tax your body. It will put a strain on your heart. It will put a strain on your lungs. And what will they do when they strain? Shut down. And if it shuts down too long, then death occurs, right?
That's right.
We have to realize that the honorable Elijah Muhammad, in this lesson in how to live, was preparing us to be gods. He said when he studied with Master Prophet Muhammad, he said that Master Prophet Muhammad taught him day and night. And he said he never saw a man sleep. He said, I never saw him sleep. You see, sleep is a kin brother, twin brother to death. When you go to sleep, the only reason why you wake back up, God allows you to wake back up. God has control over your very everything, your body and your organs and everything. So you go to sleep to rest your organs because we do too much to overtax the organs, and so then sleep has to come over. And the only way we wake back up is with Allah again and the eggs. If anything happens to you in the time of your sleep, when you can't get the air, you die in your sleep, right? And your body don't be waiting to wake back up, automatically to wake back up just to get food. You'll still be breathing, and that's what keeps you alive. Nobody has to constantly keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you while you sleep to keep you alive. Do that. So here, we want to talk about the energy level of life air. I told you before that in one of the other lessons that you can get the life force through the air, you can get the life force through the ground, and you can also get the life force from the sun called solar life force, right? But the deepest of them is the air life force. I told you before, I said that the tree, one of the oldest living things on the earth, on our planet, that lives like we live, is one of the things that you can get pure life force from. And it gives a proper exchange. We give the tree carbon dioxide, and the tree gives us back oxygen, right?
Yes. Right.
And once it goes through the process of the growth of the tree, the tree purifies the air. And so then we get what God wants us to have. Now, in the Bible, it speaks of the tree of life, right? And it speaks of the tree of good and evil, right? There were certain things that man had to learn as time went on. And God was going to teach him. But sometimes we go and we make our own assumptions, as the brother says. And in those assumptions, we get people confused, right? Like the Tower of Babel, when everybody wanted to go higher and higher and higher, and they thought they were going to reach God by building a tower high enough to go up into the heavens. But they found out in the symbolic picture of the Tower of Babel that He said, if you want to see God, he said, look in the mirror. So everybody, I looked around and looked like they got kind of confused. I thought he said, Pastor Brian Muhammad was God. What is this true? But he also told us this. He said that every righteous person is a God. He said, we're all God. He said, we only have one that we can throw this title on, home or supreme. He's the one that sees all and hears all and knows all. We are like a small rain from that superior God. Each one of us have a way or job that we're supposed to do to enlighten the world. But the thing is, we don't want to go through the channels that it takes to purify ourselves so that we can see where we've been in. The Quran says that if man knew God, he would have no need for intoxicants of any kind. If man knew God, and he struggled to know God, he would want a plane of peace, a plane free of tension, a plane free of agony and grief, a plane where he will understand the here and the now. If you understand how to live in perfect harmony with God in the moment that you are here, then the rest of it is easy, because then you can take that moment and make it into a never-ending day by staying in tune with God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tried to show us how to extend that spiritual exaltation that we feel in glimpses of our life. He tried to show us how to extend it. He tried to show us how to purify our body.
Right.
By purifying our mind, by thinking the devil out of our life, out of our whole situation, calling it, go into your own self, go into the purity of your mind, get back in tune with God and see how to solve your problems on another plane. But do we do that? No. The minute we get into a problem, we run to God.
That's right.
We don't never ask God, well, God, how economically, how do I solve this? How do I solve this problem right here that I have with finance? God, how do I really put it on a level where I never have to worry about that again? Do we talk to God like that, or do the first instinct say, I better go and get into some of these programs that the devil got set up, because I know that's not my problem? Probably for a short period of time. Then we wind up being back in the same situation over and over. Because we will not take hold to the one who knows all, who sees all, who knows how to solve all. And when he solves it, it's never a problem again. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told, he says, the solution to our problem is divine. There is no other way to solve what black people in America is going through except tapping into the mind of God. You cannot tap into the mind of God full of the filth that we have inside of our mind.
No.
If you don't want to fast, if you don't want to live it like it's the how you to live thing, know that you will stay on the plane that you're on. And when you get tired of the suffering of the plane that you're on, you're going to go try to reach for something outside of yourself that you can cope. And the main thing that people reach for, some feel.
That's right.
Some bottle, some drug, they're going to reach for, because for the moment, it relieves the suffering of what you feel of this outside world called hell. It can relieve it for a moment. But if you ever want to be relieved forever, where there is no anxiety, where there is no grief, you have to go into the mind of God. You have to experience a whole other world. You have to experience a world that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called, he said, was heaven. He said, heaven is money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. That is the physical part of heaven.
Yes,
the spiritual, mental part of heaven is when you tap into the mind of God and understand that there really isn't any problem that can't be solved.
Yes,
when you tap into the mind of God and see that I made the problem, then I didn't want to come to you, God. It became a problem that
Thank you.
And what's the best answer is that? They know.
That's right.
A law. Master fried mind. How we did not understand. How we did not understand the most high. Do you know that sacredness of his coming and raising up the most honorable boy, Elijah Muhammad, is something that we should cherish.
That's right.
With all of our heart.
That's right.
Because without it, we wouldn't have any light in the world.
That's right.
Didn't nobody care about the so-called Negro. Nobody cared about us. Even when we said we were Muslim, the Muslims of the East did not care about us. Mm-hmm. If they cared about us, why did they come and free us from the bondage of the devil? Why did they come and free us and make us live in heaven like they were living in heaven? Those people had enough money. God blessed them with enough money. The peasants did a world because they controlled the oil. So they had enough money to live off a million times as those oil flowed from the ground, right? Did they help us with the oil? If somebody knows somewhere where they helped us, they have to let me know. Because I certainly do not know. I know about Colonel Gaddafi. Colonel Gaddafi led the nation of Islam money, and he also, I do believe, led Christ money. But they could have freed us. They could have put enough pressure on America to change the way and the treatment of the American so-called Negroes.
That's right.
They could have put enough pressure on America. Like they put pressure on America in Saudi Arabia to make America leave him alone. But understand this. Understand it real clear. Those Muslims over there are from the European descendants.
Yes, ma'am.
That's why they light skin.
That's right.
They are not from the original black man's descendants. They are looking out for their own people. The only one that looked out for our people was Master Fry Muhammad and the most honorable way of
life. That's right.
In my life, they're the only Muslims I know.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as we think of Muslims outside of our room, outside of the one that is trained by the most honorable boy, Elijah Muhammad. They don't know Muslims like that. Pure Muslims, they don't know Muslims like that. They gave their life, did not expect nothing in return, and just kept right on teaching, even though we rejected. They were the only ones that said, and said, let's figure out a way to free these ignorant people. I still have to say, Master Fry Muhammad's father was in the picture also. He really wanted to free us, and he also sacrificed his life by doing what he did. So when the Christians talking about the Son of God, we had the Son of God.
That's right.
We had the Son of God.
That's right.
It wasn't Jesus 2,000 years ago. We had the Son of God in the person of Master Fry Muhammad.
That's right.
His father was a godly before him. And he sent his son into a wild wilderness world. Jesus didn't want to know a wild wilderness world of people that were captive. That didn't happen up under Jesus. That happened up under Master Fry Muhammad.
That's right.
He didn't have to come from the east into the west.
That's right.
All the things that was prophesied of God coming did not happen up under Jesus. Not that Jesus. It happened up under Master Fry Muhammad.
That's right.
He came from the
east.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And he was the son of man. Yes, ma'am. He was the son of God. Praise be to him.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the truth of the teachings of the
Lord. Yes, ma'am.
And he searched for his own people.
That's right.
And he found us in the wilderness in the hills of North America.
Yes, ma'am.
We have to realize that all that has happened to us under that time, that the devil wants to erase out of history, is so spiritual and such a divine history. Don't you ever let it erase in your mind.
That's right.
Those are the colleges of all the knowledge they're supposed to have. Nobody won't teach that. Nobody won't teach. Go to all your spiritual places and go to some of that seminars. Nobody won't teach that.
Amen.
If, take for example, they want to say Jesus is the Savior, Jesus came 2,000 years before we were even thought of. So how did he save us? When Master Prophet Muhammad came, we were still suffering up under the thoughts and ideas of the devil. So how did Jesus save us? How did he make us a righteous person? We were not righteous when Master Prophet Muhammad came.
That's right.
We were suffering in the mud of civilization.
That's right.
Everybody thinking to say Christian. Christian means one crystallized in the way of Christ.
Right? Right.
It means, you know, in other words, it means a righteous person. A lady told me that Christian meant Christ-like. So I asked her the question, well, what was Christ-like? Because you certainly was not showing me exactly what Christ was like. So maybe you better go back and study what Christ was like. I said, because Christ was righteous. Christ didn't drink. Christ didn't smoke. Christ didn't fornicate. Christ didn't commit adultery. Christ dedicated his life to righteousness, and Christ was a Muslim. One who submits to the will of the Most High. Christ wasn't what these people call themselves Christian. They got the crosses on, acting like that symbolizes Christianity. Now, wait a minute. To me, the cross symbolizes death. I see it in the graveyard. I see it around when the Ku Klux Klan wanted to come in and kill our people, they burnt the cross in the front yard. When the people want to act ignorant and act like they're entertaining, they rappers, I see a cross on their neck.
That's right.
So I don't think the cross represents anything good to me. I don't see the cross in the natural creation of God. If you look at the sky and you see the stars, they are constellations that represent certain things that they say they are mapped out. I haven't seen one constellation of a cross.
That's right.
Not even in that make-believe world of what they call it, horoscope. I don't even see a cross in that.
That's right.
So the cross only symbolizes something that man made up and something that symbolizes death to the American so-called people.
That's right.
When we want to follow God, all the symbols can be dropped. There is no symbol to take you to God. What takes you to God is the purification of your soul. And again, I say that the soul is the entry unadulterated with the filth of this world. So when you want to go to God, go fast.
Yes.
And go in long enough to really purify your body. Go in long enough to purify your mind. Go in long enough to concentrate. How am I taking the air in?
Yes,
am I taking it in up under tension? Am I taking it in up under cramp situations?
Yes,
am I taking it in with ease? When you learn how to breathe with ease, you can take in a large amount of energy and renew your soul. I don't want to make nothing spooky because y'all know Elijah Muhammad didn't make it spooky.
That's right.
When he talked about the breath of life in theology of time, he said just that. I'm not saying nothing any different than he said. He said the breath of life is the air that you breathe.
Yes,
and he put it just that simple. And I laugh so hard because he sums up all those books and all those studies that have been trying to tell people what that breath was that was breathing to the man
right.
And made him a living soul.
That's right.
And it was nothing but air.
Yes,
and I said, oh Lord, how are we underestimating the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Slide Mecca, man. It's all about this truth, man. We got to get the word back out on the street, man. The babies need this truth. And we being held responsible to get it to them. Got to feed the babies, man. So let it be known. This one is for each and every black man, woman, and child, whoever dedicated their love and loyalty to Master Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We just want to let y'all know
You are not forgotten. Don't forget it.
FOI, ain't no secret that we love the law. So black men set up a bed, except your fraud. Everybody focus when we make the law. Within our minds and he's in our hearts. Ain't no secret that we love the law. So black men set up a bed, except your fraud. Everybody focus when we make the law. He's in our minds and he's in our hearts. Now, who would have thought the truth could be so delicious amongst the people? With a nature so barbaric and vicious that only cared about themselves and the riches. God is my witness, I'd be remiss if I ain't admit. I grew up in the midst of slaughter and debauchery. Murder happens oftenly, but we ain't did nothing, man. I know these devils watching me. Plotting to see if they white women can soften me. And if that fails, then they'll take a shot at off of me. But we keep praying for the east. We ain't worried about no beast. God, I put him on a leash and make him sit down. And if he chooses to rebel and continues raising hell, then the devil is expelled. Take his head shot. I'm always in the lab and make this my vision. I spit it perpendicular and navigate with precision. Cause everybody feels they right when they praising they Lord. So I forever keep it going in the name of the Lord. Come on. Ain't no secret that we love the law. So black men step up and accept the cause. Everybody focus when we make the law. He's in our minds and he's in our hearts. Ain't no secret that we love the law. So black men step up and accept the cause. Everybody focus when we make the law. He's in our minds and he's in our hearts. Now peace and blessings to our beautiful sisters, the pioneers, MGTs, and all the Muslims perfectly covered and holy as God. Mommy, we see you all wise and civilized, pride and joy of the believers. So stand strong, fall weak, lead on us, black queen. We'll give a life to keep you free. And if they choose to disrespect our women, we'll die before they do that. You can put that on the word of Elijah, brothers, now true that. So sisters, relax and let the brothers do that thing that needs to be done, like bringing the truth back. Put the world on notice, get the universe in order. It's the Asiatic black man at his number one supporter. And we ain't come to play cause we got lots of time to make up. Dead folks to wake up, lost minds to shake up. So get your heads above the sky. It's time to rectify, unify, and multiply. F-O-I, O-O. Ain't no secret that we love the law. So black men step up and